Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And every Saturday at 2 o'clock, we bring you information on real estate and finance news here on AM 1590, The Answer.
With Batman.
With Batman, our announcer. I am just not
just
used to that announcer guy. He is so intense.
I'm very intense.
Can you imagine him trying to order dinner? I'll have the filet. I just don't get it.
With a side of mushrooms. Sorry. Okay. So what we didn't get to in the first segment, you got to get me off that. Or I'm going to just start laughing my head off. Are rates going to make me laugh? Or am I going to cry?
You're probably going to cry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's been a bad month for rates. They're going up. And for the last, I don't know, several months, rates have really been following the stock market. When stocks are up, rates have been going up and vice versa. And especially the last week, it's just everything's been, stocks have been kind of getting hit. Rates have been getting hit right along with it. We've got sort of a combination of things. They're being driven higher by concerns over inflation, growing debt, rising Federal Reserve borrowing costs.
Right.
All these sort of chickens are coming home to roost right now, and we've seen our debt are increasing steadily, especially over the last decade. And it's kind of hitting home a little bit right now. So we have full employment. You know, we have lots of jobs have been created. That does put pressure on wages, causes wages to rise. And all of these factors are inflationary. And as a consequence, we're seeing interest rates rise along with it. The 10-year Treasury note, which is a very good benchmark for mortgage rates, broke through on Tuesday. It broke through the 3% range. That's the first time in 4 years that, or over 4 years, that we've seen that happen.
Okay.
So we're keeping a very close eye on it. Some economists are predicting that we will not see rates rise significantly much more the rest of the year. Others are predicting just the opposite. And what do they say? Never. What's that term? If you lined up all the economists in the world, they'd never reach a conclusion. so we're kind of going right along with that right now.
You'd think I'd know all of your jokes by heart by now.
Economic jokes,
yeah.
Man.
I stay
up late, reading economic jokes. But anyway.
I do not doubt that you do, actually.
Well, here's a rundown.
Nerd. Eric's a nerd.
There you go. Here's a rundown of current interest rates. So these are national averages for a conventional conforming 30-year fixed rate. We're hovering right around 4.58% right now. 15-year fixed rates, just under 4% mark, around 3.95%. VA and FHA loans hovering around 4.375%. Okay. Jumbo 30-year fixed rates also kind of right up there with conventionals, around 4.6%.
Wow.
So everything is trending upwards a little bit right now.
Okay.
And, so it may be time to be looking at other strategies, too, with interest rates. And you're going to see sort of a resurgence of adjustable rate loans.
I was going to say, arms, here they come.
Here they come.
Are you going to send your ads out like you used to? Like, I've got big arms.
Oh, yeah, and big fixed rate loans, too.
I used to crack up when I saw those.
Yeah, we have that.
Especially because I know your workout routine. It was like, sure.
it's funny. Yeah, so, you can look at we call them, initial fixed period arms,
right?
5/1, 7/1, 10/1. These are 30-year loans fixed for either 5 years, 7 years, or 10 years, where you have that initial interest rate locked in, and you are going to get quite a break on the rate. For those types of programs, a 5/1 arm is hovering around 4.375%. A 7 year is around 4.125, and a 10 year around 4.25. Did you catch that? The 5 year has a higher rate than a 7 year.
Yeah.
Why is that? Well, that's because our bond market is all upside down right now, and that's the reason for that.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a way to save some money up front, and these types of loans can be fine if and only if you understand how they work and you've really thought that through and looked at the risks involved. If you plan on selling a home or refinancing it for sure within a short period of time, those are great. Then you can save yourself a ton of money. Otherwise, just be aware of the risk. And I will bet you, if you poll the average loan officer out there on how does an adjustable rate loan work, right now. They are very, very rusty about that.
Oh, I'm sure they
may
are.
Not be able to answer some extremely basic questions.
Yeah, I don't think I've had anyone use an ARM for 10, 12 years.
We have customers use them for the right reasons.
Oh, yeah. I have one.
Yeah, yeah.
On one of my rental properties.
Yeah, so even some of those, quote, toxic ones from the past, like mm-hmm. the option ARM,
yeah.
Monthly adjustable rate type loans, you know yeah. what? Those things are still in the threes. You know, they if you use them correctly, they were okay, and if you understood the risks and how they worked.
And that's why I still have one.
There you go, because you're so savvy.
Right. Thank you so much.
That's right.
Anyway, in fact, so I think I got that loan from you.
Yeah, there could be about, yeah.
I do know I got that loan from you.
Well, so the bottom line is rates, you know, the trend right now is upward. Be careful. You know, if you're thinking, do I lock my rate? Do I not lock my rate? We are advising locking in your rate. Because it's just too risky otherwise, you know, to not do so. So that's
absolutely
where we're looking right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so if we're done up with that.
Yeah.
Let's move it on over.
Sure, sure.
Let's get sustainable, shall we?
Let's do it. Well, we're really happy to have Vicki Hardy here with us. And Vicki is the a professor, if I'm not... not wrong on that, and sustainable building science technology. Boy, say that three times really fast.
Yes, it's a very long organization within the South Seattle College.
South Seattle College. Welcome, Vicki.
Thank you. It's delightful to be here this afternoon, and even though I'd rather be outside.
It is gorgeous.
I mean, the
out.
Weather yes. this afternoon is fabulous.
Yes. Mm. Well, we'll keep this as short and painful as our show time
right.
allows. How's
that's
that?
Right.
Sounds like a good
We'll have
plan.
You out of here by 3 p.m.
Get
on
back
Saturday.
To pulling weeds. That's right.
Well, I'm excited to actually have you on. We've had some other folks from South Seattle College as well talking about some of the programs. But, you know, coming up, we know that there's the Northwest Green Home Tour. And one of the areas of interest that we cover on the show is about green building and design, which is like pretty much all of what you do, right? It's green,
exactly.
It's building and design.
Exactly. I think there's a couple of interesting things going on, and I first wanted to mention something really specific about the program that I'm involved with. This program was created about 5 years ago from a request from the real estate and building management community here in Seattle. They approached the leadership at South Seattle College and said, we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
We expect in the 5 to 10 years to have 500 to 700 job openings
mm-hmm.
in property and facility management. That's the first problem.
Hmm.
The second problem is that we are building what are called smart buildings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
A building that when you walk in, it says, hi, Eric.
Mm.
Hi, Reba.
Yeah.
How do you like your office? You want it a little warmer, so your window starts opening, your chair moves forward,
oh my gosh, that would
the lights come on, your music.
I kind of dig that idea.
And in fact, some of the buildings in South Lake Union are already
yes.
at that stage.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
It's really strange on some days to stand on the street and look up and see windows kind of opening and closing and opening and closing.
It's like the buildings flutter.
Absolutely. So the built environment community approached the college and said, we've got a problem. We're going to have a gap in people, you know, we're going to have openings.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, we need people who know how to manage these new sustainable buildings.
Okay.
And that's not just, you know, knowing how to, you know, figure out the recycling.
Yeah. Right.
It really goes to the heart of the design of the building, the utilities, the energy efficiency, mm-hmm. all of those elements. We also have a mission as a community college that a lot of people are not familiar with. You probably don't know that in the Puget Sound region alone, there are 34 Bachelors of Applied Science available through your community college.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah. And at South Seattle, we have four.
Okay.
So the Sustainable Building Science Technology Program is a very innovative program designed for the working adult. So if you have somebody already working in your building, a facility engineer, a designer, someone who's already working with your tenants that has an associate's degree, or they're a licensed tradesperson, they're a licensed electrician or a plumber or a carpenter, and you want to bring them into management, but you feel like there's a gap there. They need that extra information about management, about human resources, all those kinds of elements. So these programs were designed to address that issue. Our program, you come into it, you've already got 2 years, and what you do next is you come into a program that's 80% online, 20% four Saturdays a quarter at the Georgetown campus of South Seattle College. We have people coming from Eugene, Oregon, Portland, Oregon, Bellingham, Washington, Oak Harbor, Kitsap Peninsula.
That's fantastic.
So they're coming from all over because it's the only program of its kind in the Northwest.
Interesting. Is that the reason, Vicki, that it's no longer South Seattle Community College, it's South Seattle College?
Yeah, we found we had a funny, weird problem. People who were graduating from these programs, they would present their transcript to be evaluated, or they're looking for a job with CBRE or with Jones Lang LaSalle in the facility management division.
Sure.
They'd pull up the transcript and they say, but this is from a community college. It can't be a bachelor's degree.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Bellevue was the first one to do that.
Right. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons, too, with Renton Technical College. So all of them, because I'm on the foundation board there. And, yeah, that's been an ongoing kind of issue. Yeah, and it's one of the things that they still struggle against, because people locally, if they don't know that that transition has happened, still have this mindset that it's something else, and it's very difficult to get past. But okay, well, we're going to be talking more with Vicki Hardy from South Seattle College when we get back about the interesting sustainable building science technology degree.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.